This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation, sorry, progress report on Patricia Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Patricia, date of birth, June 15, 1944, new paragraph. This 79-year-old female, ex-smoker, comes here for evaluation today. She complains of pain and restriction of mobility of the fingers of both hand, more so left. She has decubitus contracture and she would like to see a hand specialist. She used to go to a hand specialist in Fort Worth, but now that is too far for her. She also reported that her toes have less feeling, and that she has known since she was teenager, and a lot of times she cannot feel water, which is a little hot. Other than that, she is doing well. No other significant symptoms. Past medical history, history of hypertension for last 35 years. She also has history of hypothyroidism, degenerative joint disease, chronic pain from possible peripheral neuropathy and hyperlipidemia. A review of system. She also says that she has a cataract in both eye, but she does not have any problem seeing. Her eye doctor has suggested surgery, but she wants to wait. Also, she says that a orthopedic surgeon told her about knee replacement, but her knees are fine, so she does not want to do that. Physical exam, she is, past medical history also include history of COPD. New paragraph, physical exam, she is 79. 5 feet 6 inch tall, weighing 148, blood pressure 170 over 81. She is normochephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest is symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. She does have decubitus contracture in both hands and what appears to be a cystic lesion in the left hand. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, hypertension, diagnosis 2, hypothyroidism, diagnosis 3, decubitus contracture, diagnosis 4, hyperlipidemia, diagnosis 5, COPD. New paragraph recommendations, we'll go ahead and continue current medications, we'll draw the blood for CBCs, hemoglobin A1C, CMP, lipid, and TSH. And we will see her in 6 months for reclassed. Thank you. This is a progress report on Patricia Johnson. Thank you.